Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, Brandon Scott in for Seth Payne. All right, couple items here that we got to get to before we get to the most hated player of Houston Texan fans, according to a graphic on social media, which if that's the case, it's got to be true. Will Levis, season-ending shoulder surgery. That's 22 minutes ago on ESPN. Thank you to a texter who just alerted us to that. Yeah, Will Levis to have season-ending shoulder surgery. Okay, so this is a story that's relevant here, obviously because the Titans are in the division. We know they drafted Cam Ward with the number one overall pick, and I would imagine we're planning on playing him this coming season and Will Levis being the backup. But I think two things, B. Scott. I think one, this does give you a little bit less of a net to operate with Cam Ward. Will Levis has not been, and obviously he's not been good since coming in the NFL. They were picking number one in the draft for a reason.
Right.
But he does have some experience, and if something were to happen to Cam Ward, that would be, I would imagine, the next guy to go to. I don't know what their depth chart looks like. The number two thing to me is just, man, it just goes to show you the randomness of injuries in an NFL season. They drafted Will Levis 2 years ago, the same draft that the Texans took C.J. Stroud. They took him with, I believe, the first or second pick of the second round.
It was the first pick. It was the 33rd overall pick, which at one point did belong to the Texans.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So they drafted him 2 years ago to be the franchise quarterback. I think you draft somebody in the second round, that's your guy. Not as big an exclamation point as Cam Ward or C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
But they drafted him to be the starter. That's why they made him the starter for a couple of years.
They had Malik Willis out there the year before.
They did have Malik Willis. They drafted in the third round the year before that. Thank you.
So, yeah, that they definitely drafted him to be the guy.
To be the guy. If he had worked out, Will Levis, think of the story. This is a major story if he had actually worked out to be the starter there. Like that. This is and the reason I bring that up, because I know people are going to be like, yeah, but he didn't, Sean. That's a huge hypothetical. It just goes to show you like how precarious a season can be. And that Will Levis, they're not super relying on him. Cam Ward's the guy that needs to work out. But this could happen to any quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, this could happen to anybody. And your season changes like that. The Titan season isn't changing, but if that were to happen to any number of other teams, boom, just like that.
Well, I looked at it from this standpoint, how grateful I am that out of the three quarterbacks drafted in the division in that season, all three of them this offseason apparently had some kind of shoulder issue. And we were making a lot about it with C.J. Stroud when it was happening in OTAs and minicamp. And it turns out that C.J. Stroud has the least of the shoulder concerns out of the three guys, right? Yep. Like Anthony Richardson stuff ended up shutting him down and being what seemed like a little bit more of an issue for him than it was for CJ. And then obviously with Will Levis having season-ending shoulder surgery, that speaks for itself, his issue being the greatest. I'm glad that out of the three guys, the one that's in Houston has the least of the concerns with the shoulder issues.
And he's the best player
of the three. And he's the best one of the three on top of it.
That helps too.
Yep.
All right, so if you had to guess, you've looked at this graphic already. Who would you name? Let me ask you this. This graphic says every fan base's most hated player. Now, how are they curating this? You know, how are they, you know, is it social media hits? I don't know. These are just fun things to talk about. I don't know. I don't really like this guy. And he's the most hated player for a handful of teams on here. At least four that I can count. Maybe five. But before I get to who that person is, who's your most hated player?
So, like, if I go, and it looks like you're allowed to do this based off of this graphic. So, if I can go with guys who don't play anymore, if I can expand the list a little bit, mine is going to be easily Peyton Manning. And it ain't personal. It's just as a Texans fan and becoming being a Texans fan in the height of the Peyton Manning era and what that meant for the Texans. It's got to be that guy. I don't know how it could be anybody else.
You're allowed to do that on this because there are at least two or three teams who have Tom Brady as the most hated.
Yeah.
Jets, Dolphins, Falcons.
Yeah.
Because of one game.
Yeah.
Eli Manning is the most hated for the Patriots on here. So, yeah.
Yeah. I would go Peyton Manning and T.Y. Hilton would be a close second.
Yeah.
And a pretty good contender for number one.
Yep. They're on my list. Courtland Finnegan, I think if we were to put this out to a vote, it would be a dead heat between Peyton Manning and Courtland Finnegan.
And see, I can't hate Courtland Finnegan as much because I feel like he got his. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you.
I feel like the hate is there, but I feel like he already got his punishment. He doesn't need my hate on top of it. I'm sure he's still feeling Andre's fist and forearms on the side of his dome.
That's true. Where does Derrick Henry fit in for you? He's the one who's dominated the Texans the most over the last 5 or 6 years.
Definitely hated watching him now.
It's like the new Peyton, you know?
So the thing with Derrick Henry, for as big and as imposing of a figure as he is, he's so like quiet and gentle-like, it seems like. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to hate him, but definitely hated watching the Texans defense try to tackle him.
Yeah.
Or I should say more accurately, fail to tackle him.
So Patrick Mahomes is the one they have as the most hated player for Houston Texan fans. Is that I'm trying to figure out what that's based on. Like, yeah, the Chiefs knocked the Texans out of the playoffs last year, but it wasn't because of Mahomes. I'm wondering if, similar to Tom Brady being the most hated for the Falcons because of one bad night, if the historic 24-0 collapse in the 2019 season, January 2020.
Right.
In that game, would that be a reason enough for Texan fans to have Patrick Mahomes be the, like, I don't like Patrick Mahomes because he's corny. I don't dislike him because he dominates the Texans.
So this was the only logic that I could follow in making Patrick Mahomes the guy, being the most hated player by the Texans, would be that twice now he has derailed what could have been a Texans run to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we can all look back on 2019 and see the flaw in the logic and how it is that the Texans probably weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But they were up 24-0 against the team that did, in fact, win the Super Bowl. And I think we could make a credible argument that last year's team, albeit, you know, they took a step back and they were injured by the time we got to the playoffs, but it was one of their more talented and better assembled Texans teams that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so just by that logic alone, they would be a contender out of all the Texans teams that we've ever seen to make a run. So two of the best Texans teams that we've seen, or more productive Texans teams that we've seen, have run into the Patrick Mahomes issue. Now, is that enough to make him hated?
Most hated?
I'm not quite sure, but that would be the only logic I could follow. But along the same logic, I think you could maybe look at, you know, I know it wasn't the playoffs, but it feels like Lamar Jackson has been a much bigger issue for the Texans, at least as of late, in terms of going from here to there.
Yeah.
So what gets Patrick Mahomes there that doesn't get Lamar Jackson there? Is it just that one guy is less likable than the other? I'm not sure.
Tom Brady is the most hated for the Falcons, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Jets and the Seahawks and the Steelers.
Steelers, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Patrick Mahomes is the most hated for Buffalo. I get that. Playoff experiences. Cincinnati, again, probably playoff factoring into that. They went back and forth a couple years in a row in the playoffs. Denver's got to be a division thing. Mahomes for the Texans, we just talked about that. Chargers got to be a division thing. And San Francisco, that's a Super Bowl thing. Beat them twice in the Super Bowl. So Brady and Mahomes, both the most hated for six of these teams. There are no Texans that are the most hated for another team, except for one former Texan, DeAndre Hopkins. Most hated for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I could see that.
I like that because that means he slapped Jalen Ramsey around a few times back in the day.
That's exactly it.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it
is. It's got to be. Now, but I am confused. Like, some of this is division, but like if I follow that logic, like, you tell me right now.
Yeah.
Who's more hated? And we already laid out how Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, have knocked the Texans out of the postseason, out of the playoffs twice now. But who would you hate more, Patrick Mahomes or, say, like, Trevor Lawrence, who you see? And I know Trevor Lawrence
is
not problematic, but he's somebody that I don't like because he's on the team that we play twice a year, and he's the anointed one.
Yeah.
Whereas the quarterback that's here seems like he's better but didn't come into the league with as much hype. That would be my one over Patrick Mahomes.
For sure. No, I will always, always, always respect somebody who's actually accomplished things. But I don't dislike, you know, like my dislike for Mahomes is just his vibe. Like I find him just to be a little cringy and corny. I'm not denying the fact that he's got the best chance of becoming this generation's Tom Brady in terms of overall accomplishment.
Yeah,
He's on his way. But yet, no, Trevor Lawrence hasn't done anything in the NFL. He made the playoffs one year. He had one good stretch of football at the end of his second year, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Trevor Lawrence is living off of the hype at Clemson and Justin Herbert and the Chargers cratering in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I think those are his claims to fame right now.
No question. No question. Okay, the funniest one on here, the Packers' most hated player, the Tush Push.
The Tush Push.
That's a troll job right there.
Gotta be.
100%.
Gotta be.
People weighing in. F you, Dwight Freeney. Okay. Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Let's see. T.Y. Hilton's getting some love or hate, however you want to frame it here. Someone says, this is, Z-Trip Dave, loyal listener. Levis injured himself trying to balance himself on those mayonnaise jars. That would have been more of a groin thing. That was when they had him doing the splits on top of some mayonnaise jars.
That's hilarious.
Is that the most, like, as far as, like, deserved endorsements? Like, he got that basically because he puts mayonnaise in his coffee. He wasn't good at football.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it is. I don't know about deserved.
And yet they were funny commercials.
But it is reflective of the time,
yeah.
Right? Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Fame and notoriety does not, like, it's a style over substance type of era that we're in. Fame and notoriety does not equal competence or being good at your job.
Someone says, Nino in Nashville says, I'd say Albert Pujols or Chipper Jones. I get what you're saying. This is not most hated athlete. It's most hated football player.
But on behalf of Houston sports fans everywhere, I can identify with that one.
Yep, no question. Patrick Mahomes is hated because of the penalties he drew and draws. Okay, well, if that's the case, he could be the most hated player for all 31 other fan bases.
Yeah, see, so, like, I wonder if the hatred is directly tied to how that player impacts your team,
mm-hmm.
or just how this fan base feels about a particular player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe just aside from whatever the impact is on the Texans or whatever the relationship is with the Texans, maybe it is that just Texans fans don't rock with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, independent of the team result.
Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. B. Scott in for Seth Payne. Keep texting in. 713-572-4610. We will keep taking a look at those. All right. We're going to get you ready for this. We got to turn the page. Big win for the Astros yesterday, but we got to turn the page. Take a look at this Arizona series and the upcoming schedule for the Astros. What's our anxiety level right now? Four games back for the Seattle Mariners with the four-game gap. Compared to what it would have been for just a two-game gap. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop, question of the day, and so forth as we roll on here on a Monday on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.